This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Recently, a close friend of mine experienced an unexpected loss. Watching their family struggle emotionally and financially made me stop and think seriously about my own family's future. As the primary provider, I know how important it is to make sure that if anything ever happened to me, my family would still be able to manage. So I realized that without life insurance, my family would be left with overwhelming financial burdens. I looked into coverage before, but the process always felt complicated, got endless forms, phone calls, and medical exams, made everything take weeks. So that's why Ethos stood out to me. Their process is simple and 100% online. There's no medical exam required, just a few health questions, and you get a quote in as little as 10 minutes. In many cases, you can even receive same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. Ethos offers up to $3 million in coverage, with some policies starting as low as $2 a day, billed monthly. It's a trustworthy company that's changing the way people think about life insurance. So protect your family's financial future with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Brian. That's ethos.com/Brian. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
What is with Jake Tapper?
Look, I almost got in a fight with Jake Tapper at the Super Bowl in, I forget when it was. I mean, the first Eagles Super Bowl, not the first, but it must have been. It was shortly after my brother's death. And he had done something that I thought was totally f***ed up. And I told him I would, if we weren't in front of a lot of people, I would knock him the f*** out. And this is how much of a f*** he is. He called my dad and demanded an apology.
What?
Yeah. He's a grown f***. Man, he called one of my dad's staffers and he calls and he said, I felt threatened and Hunter owes me an apology. And by the way, I felt incredibly justified. I'm not going to tell this story because it's too convoluted. But just that, that's who Jake Tapper is. I mean, you know, he talks big, hides behind a pen and a desk. And I don't think that he contributes in any way to the discourse or provides any real journalism whatsoever.
Oh, that is Hunter Biden, 5 hours with Sean Ryan, the veteran, the special forces guy who's got a very successful podcast. So he says he had a problem with Jake Tapper even before Jake Tapper tapped in late and wrote a book about how inept his dad was. Tyrus, you are here.
You're hosting
Gutfeld tonight. You did a great job last night. You got your podcast.
Yes.
What is your thought about what Hunter's saying? Is he a tough guy now?
No, he's not a tough guy. I think this is desperation. I think this is trying to do what he's been able to do in the past, where he goes on TV, says a bunch of stuff, gets a lot of attention, and maybe there is some sort of attempt now to try to like get him back in the fold, because he, what was it, 4 hours?
5 hours.
5 hours?
They said 5 and a half.
I think this is him trying to do some kind of damage control for himself, but again, I think it's four or five and a half hours where it's there's not one sentence about accountability.
Right.
You know, he's
going to tell everybody. Isn't that typical of addicts, though?
Yeah. Well, it's typical of a lot of people today. I don't even think it's just drugs in general. Everyone's always the victim. Something happens. It's never what their role was or what they could do better. It's always everyone around them. I think people have this, another disease that's going around this country right now, not just with him, but people think other people think about them way more than they do.
Right.
You know, so like they sit around like, oh, they meant to do that and they're after me and this, that, whatever. I don't think Hunter Biden was ever on the first mind of anyone in politics. He was just an embarrassment on his family. And that's just being real. And I don't think any of this helps.
Right. But they just to something you just said before, they did a study and they asked the American people who they think about. And most of the time they think of me. So that's a little bit of an outlier.
You know what? You're a straight up honest guy. You're the first thing they see in the morning.
Yeah.
And so you're inspirational, because a lot of times then they'll see you at 10 o'clock at night. So they're like, hey, this kill me guy, he works. He's like the rest of us.
He's got an empty life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I want you to hear
the walking the dogs video was awesome, though.
You like that?
Yeah. The mountain dogs are beautiful.
Yeah. He's still growing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great dog.
Yeah, he's 8 months old. Tell me if this is bad. When he sees me, he wants to hug you, right?
Yeah.
But he's 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? I'm worried about when he's 120. Am I breeding a bad habit?
No.
130.
Well, here's the deal. I guess
it wouldn't hurt you.
My son is now 6'5", and he's 14, and he's 200, and I think it was like 87 pounds or something like that. Whenever he sees me, he runs and hugs me. You just got to deal with it.
Okay.
Because you don't want a large living thing thinking you're not happy to see them.
Yes.
So I'd rather be uncomfortable with love than eventually one day aggressively get knocked over saying, you never loved me. You never held me.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian. With the holidays coming, that means more gift buying and more deliveries to the front door. It made me think about how I should upgrade my security to keep away the porch pirates and keep my delivery safe. I went with SimpliSafe because it's proactive. Traditional systems react after a break-in. SimpliSafe can help stop a crime before it starts. That's because SimpliSafe keeps your home safe with a double layer of defense. First, you got cameras detecting potential threats, and then live agents confront them while they're still on the outside of your home before they have a chance to do any damage, telling them they're on camera and telling them the police will be dispatched if they do not leave. That's right, if they don't leave. That's why I trust SimpliSafe at my place to help protect my family, keep an eye on the dogs, and watch those deliveries, because real security stops crime before it starts. Right now is such a good time to get SimpliSafe. This month only, get 50% off any new system. Go to simplisafe.com/Brian. Again, that's simplisafe.com/Brian. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So what is your take? I don't know if you've seen these numbers. I think it's going to affect your show tonight. I mean, they're through the roof. We're growing at 4-point-something%. We haven't grown at 4.2% in like 10 years. I mean, maybe that 1 year, when that 1 month we were coming out of the pandemic. I mean, it's going to be, this is before you get your tax returns, yes, before the tax on tips, before the tax cuts are permanent, before all these trade deals come through and the tariffs come off. I mean, this is pretty phenomenal. You know, the income went slightly up. So in the third quarter, corporate profits were up $166 billion. A lot of people are 401ks who are going to be affected by that, let alone
stock
people that
market.
Work there.
Yeah. Like I got under the wing of Charles Payne, and this year I got involved in stocks.
So did you know anything about stocks before you went with Charles?
Not much? Not enough to, like, I understood how it worked. I just always had the wrong mindset when it came to investing and stuff like that. Wasn't something that I paid a lot of attention to. And then I started paying attention to it. And it took basically reading three chapters of his book.
Unbreakable Investor.
Yeah, Unbreakable. And then, I took up this formula. Whenever they woke cancel something, invest in it. So when they started attacking Tesla cars and the stock dropped, I jumped in.
Right.
You know, and then Rocket Labs, same thing. I jumped in. And Rocket Labs is unbelievable. Like, I showed a bunch of other stuff. I just started looking at that. But then I started looking at it like, this is savings that grows, that you can control and manage. And so it's the stocks are incredible.
Tesla sold me on the robots.
Yeah.
That robot is flexible. That robot can carry the ball in the NFL game.
Yeah.
You know, like the Russian robot just falls over. It looks like Gigantor,
yes,
1974.
Russian, yeah.
Yeah. But the Tesla robots, listen, I mean, they're running obstacle courses.
There's going to be, I think you're going to see a complete shift in the next, I'd say, 10 years with manual labor in this country, because these robots, they can work at night. They don't need brakes. You know, I think you change the battery or something like that. So it's going to be we're going to see our lifetime, a complete change in the way that we do business in America.
Tyrus, just give me an idea where you're going to be on your tour, because I know you're going to be on Gutfeld tonight that you're hosting.
Yeah.
But where are you going to be on your tour?
I got two. I think my next shows are in Palm Beach, Florida. I think January 16th and 17th, I think. Something like that. But next we're going to be in Florida. Our tour kicks off and the end of January, and then February, we're all over the country. California, we're in Chicago, we're all over the place. So,
where do you go?
Let me see here. I can punch it up for you.
Yeah, we got to go find out exactly where to get Tyrus. Yeah, just the website would be able to go. I know.
Oh, yeah, you can look it up in my link. Oh, here we go. Let's see here. My comedy tour is
any minute.
Yep. Oh, this thing's stupid.
Follow Tyrus. Just Google Tyrus.
Just, you know, hit my, you know, I'm all over the country, mm-hmm. and you can check us out on Linktree.
And Linktree tonight.
Yeah, Linktree tonight.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.